G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
There's been a significant development in a controversy we began talking about some months ago now. You may know that Lyle Shelton, who was a former leader of the Australian Christian Lobby, was on the receiving end of a complaint from two drag queens. Those who made the complaint feel offended when Lyle Shelton suggested that their performance in a Queensland public library was not appropriate for little children. The complaint was initially heard with the prospect of conciliation between the parties, but that's now escalated and the two performers are now suing Lyle Shelton for $10,000 each and demanding a public apology. Lyle Shelton, who's the author of the book I Kid You Not, is joining us. Lyle, welcome back to 2020.
Thanks very much, Neil.
Lyle, you suggested that a drag queen performance was not appropriate for little children. Do you still hold to that?
Yes, I do, Neil. The idea that drag queens who represent gender fluidity and promote gender fluid ideology to little children, the idea that they were assigned a particular gender at birth, that it wasn't based on their genitalia and what doctors and midwives and parents observed, that sort of ideology, placing role models who believe that and who promote that in front of children, is dangerous, as well as role models in the case of the second drag queen who was a proud, boastful recipient of an award from the adult entertainment industry and goes by the name of Diamond Goodrim, which is a reference to homosexual sex acts. So I don't believe those sort of role models are appropriate, and they're the sort of role models that were placed in front of children by the Brisbane City Council at one of their libraries in January this year, and that was the subject of a blog post that I wrote about, which has then resulted in this legal action.
Lyle, media reports are beginning to have some coverage of this idea of suing Lyle Shelton. Some people will think that's a pretty cool thing to do if you're on that side of things. Are media reports telling the whole story?
Not too bad. I mean, it's difficult to tell the whole story because it is involved and it is a little bit complicated. That's why I've been keeping my blog to try and ensure that the issue is covered appropriately and that no significant detail is missed out. There was a report at the weekend in the Sunday Mail which ventilated the fact that the drag queens are after $20,000, $10,000 each from me, and they want a public apology. They also want me to take down the blog, and they want me never to talk about these incidents again. This is, in my view, an egregious breach of freedom of speech. And if I'm silenced about critiquing the sort of role models that are appropriate for a local government to place in front of the children, or indeed, you know, critique the now widespread gender fluid indoctrination of children through our school system, if that freedom is taken away, that is a very dark day for parents in Australia who I believe in the vast overwhelming majority would have something, you know, to say about this sort of indoctrination of their children.
The idea that you might be gagged and allowed never to speak again on that sort of topic, that is something that is inconceivable in a nation that we might have said has a level of freedom of speech. That's quickly deteriorating. In fact, some suggestion that what is happening to you, being sued, $10,000, public apology, all those sorts of things, may actually be freedom of speech for Australians on trial. Is that the way it looks to you?
Well, I believe it is, Neil. This is not about me. This is about the freedom of speech of all Australians, and particularly parents in the first instance. when I was involved with Australian Christian Lobby and with the No campaign to try and prevent the degendering and redefinition of marriage, we said that these things would be next on the agenda of the LGBTIQA plus political activists. And no surprises, that they have been indoctrinating children and restricting freedoms. It was very much the next cab off the rank. We said it at the time in the 2017 marriage campaign. We were ridiculed for saying it, but of course it's happening, and I'm not the only one being harassed legally by these activists. And it's really important that, you know, we all stand up, that leaders particularly stand up and start speaking about these issues, and that politicians look at serious law reform so that freedom of speech is not lost in this nation.
As you say, in the marriage debate, activists said there would be no retribution, anything like this. All of a sudden, now it's happening, and it's happening to you, Lyle Shelton. And there is a sense in which all eyes are going to be upon you, and the idea of you flinching or turning in some way, standing down from the debate would be a challenging thing for those who've supported you all this time. Of course, the failure to reach an agreement means that's a failure that you would apologise. And you are going to stand your ground here, aren't you? There's no way that there'll be an apology coming from Lyle Shelton.
No, there won't, Neil, and I won't be handing them any money, and I won't stop talking about things which I believe are in the public interest. I mean, it was only just last week that the British High Court handed down a ruling against the Tavistock Gender Clinic in the UK, because they have been encouraging children to go on puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. And the idea that we shouldn't be allowed to talk about these things, particularly given the British High Court ruling that this is harmful to children, and that I shouldn't be able to critique the Brisbane City Council for putting gender fluid advocates in front of children, is just crazy. It means that they can, in this country, get away with plying children with puberty blocking chemicals and cross-sex hormones, and then eventually, you know, irreversible surgery of genitalia and breasts, and that can't be talked about. So this case, in my view, is really, really important. It's also important from the point of view of the other drag queen who represents, you know, the sexualized aspect of drag queens, and of course, the inappropriateness of those sort of role models in front of children. So this is a diabolical situation, and these drag queens are working in concert with the LGBT legal service here in Queensland, which is taxpayer funded, $400,000 of Queensland taxpayers' money in the last three financial years. So they're funded by the taxpayer to shut down free speech, to provide cover for these gender clinics, to continue doing things which are harmful to children. So this is a dangerous situation, and it's one we should be allowed to talk about.
Taxpayer funds to close down free speech. Let me ask you what some might say just sounds a little bit more like a conspiracy theory, the idea that gay activists have a long-term plan to actually close down all churches, the end game being about totally muzzling the entire church. Is that a conspiracy theory, or is that actually a reality, Lyle?
Well, I don't know if that's their end game, but that's certainly the effect of where these laws are taking us. I mean, I already know pastors now who don't put their sermons about biblical sexual morality online because they're afraid of being targeted by activists. That's happening now. So I don't know what, you know, whether there's a conspiracy, what the end game is. I don't want to buy into conspiracy theories. All I know is that we have deeply flawed laws which have been weaponized now by the same-sex marriage debate and by the continued advance of rainbow politics, and the lack of courage of our politicians to stand up and ensure that freedoms are protected in the wake of the same-sex marriage debate is putting enormous pressure, not just on churches, but on any Australian who wants to exercise free speech and who has a different point of view about biological gender or the sort of sexual morality that, you know, they may or may not think is conducive to human flourishing.
As you say, every Australian, because every parent ought to be concerned where the freedoms of parents not even being able to critique the demands for the influences on their children that are coming from the aggressive LGBT rainbow movement. That is a concern for every single parent, Lyle Shelton.
It is, and you don't have to be a Christian to be concerned about children being indoctrinated in gender fluid ideology. And the Palaszczuk Labor government here in Queensland has made the Respectful Relationships course, which teaches children their gender is fluid, compulsory in all state schools. Similar courses exist in most other states of Australia, and of course we've seen these conversion therapy laws come in here in Queensland, the ACT, now in Victoria. The Victorian one is the worst, where even praying to someone who asks for prayer about gender confusion can get you in jail for 10 years. The Queensland laws are terrible as well, not quite as bad as that. But this is, you know, you can see the effect that the rainbow political movement is having on politicians who are passing laws which then entrap ordinary Australians who just want to believe in, you know, common sense about gender and protect their children from ideologies that they don't agree with. And that freedom is diminishing very quickly. And this anti-free speech case that's being brought against me is part of that whole movement to silence any dissent about their real political objectives.
And it's taxpayer funded. So listeners to our conversation today are paying for the action that is coming against you, Lyle Shelton. You said to the tune of around $400,000 in order to shut you down, which is shutting down the free speech of every single parent, perhaps in the nation. And so it is challenging. Lyle, how would people support your defence of this accusation? Is there a particular way people can make a donation to a fund that's going to fund your legal challenge?
Yes, there is, Neil, and you know, I have to say I'm very grateful for the people who have already stepped up and donated to my legal defence fund. I transfer all of that money to the Human Rights Law Alliance, which has a trust fund. They're the lawyers that are running my case, and they're a not-for-profit legal firm. They, unlike the LGBT legal service, they get no government assistance. And so if people want to support my campaign and support the Human Rights Law Alliance, if there is surplus money, I'll just be donating it to their work because they're helping lots of other people besides me. But the money is received through my donation page, lyleshelton.com.au, and people can make a donation there. All that money will be then transferred across to the Human Rights Law Alliance Trust.
Let me give that website, and I'll say it slowly in case you miss it, because there's a real need here for some support for one of the champions of free speech, one of the champions of the marriage debate going back to 2017. Now on the receiving end of an accusation and two drag queens suing him, $10,000 each, and an apology for saying things about their appropriateness for performing before little children in a Queensland library. It's lyleshelton.com.au. There'll be a link there where you can make a donation. lyleshelton.com.au. Lyle, thanks so much for updating us today on 2020.
A pleasure, Neil. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.